Yes, there's only one Dan Schlossberg. Even Dan Schlossberg's family says that's probably a good thing. And he's here, folks, and we're going to talk about some great St. Patrick's Day locations to be. And I'm glad you guys are right here for that little chat, which is coming up in a moment. And by the way, Dan, a terrific author, and he's written so many great books, including the new Baseball Bible. It's available at Amazon.com. Folks, if you're a baseball fan and you don't have it, well, shame on you. You got to get it. And if you need a great gift for somebody's birthday coming up, oh man, you got to have it. You can find it at your local brick and mortar bookstore as well. And you can find Dan Schlossberg here once a week. And we'd have him on more than once, but he's a busy guy. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, indeedy, and right back at you. And listen, we can't dive into any conversation without talking to this Braves fan about Freddie Freeman leaving Atlanta. You told me that the contract he got from the Dodgers, he probably would have gotten from the Braves, but the timing was all messed up, right?
He was looking for that sixth year. He's 32 years old now. The Braves didn't want to give him a sixth year, but, you know, he took a long time to make up his mind, and because of that, the Braves had to move on. They got Matt Olson. I think they did better.
Yeah, Matt Olson is a good one. They got him from Oakland, and they got him for less money and the whole deal. And now Freeman with the Dodgers, who just have unlimited pockets. I think if you and I approach the Dodgers, they give us a contract. I mean, they're willing to sign anybody and everybody. It's amazing. So St. Paddy's Day, and also another big day today too, right, Dan?
Yes, this is also Purim, the first day of Purim, which marks the Jews' triumph over the king of Persia, who wanted to exterminate them, another genocidal maniac. Feels like world history is full of those guys.
Yeah, it seems like history keeps repeating itself, that's for sure. Well, listen, happy Purim, and obviously St. Patrick's Day is here as well, and we've got some great locations. Obviously, this year probably not making plans this late, but if you're thinking about it in the future, we've got some great locations where St. Paddy's Day is really a big, big deal, Dan.
Yeah, we got to start in Boston, Bob, close to home.
Sure.
Almost a quarter of the population of Boston is of Irish extraction, in case our listeners didn't know that. I'm sure they're aware of that. But the holiday celebrations began long before today, and they included an Irish film festival, Irish band concerts, activities at Irish bars and breweries, including the Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival. And South Boston hosted a St. Patrick's Day parade, which was the third largest in the world. That's always on the weekend before the holiday. Has about a million viewers and marching bands, bagpipes, even Elvis Presley impersonators.
Okay.
And there's a six-day concert series,
yeah,
too, featuring the Dropkick Murphys. That's a local Irish punk band. And you can't miss this pub, Black Rose, where Irish flags are on the walls, and there are rowdy sing-alongs with live music.
Oh, man, I've never been to Boston for St. Paddy's Day, but a friend of mine was telling me about it weeks ago, and they said, man, it is something special, and indeed, with everything you just passed along to us, obviously that's true. New York, and listen, New York has New York makes a big deal out of everything, and St. Paddy's Day is, Danny, no exception.
And they've been doing this for a long time in New York, since 1762, Bob.
Mm.
And the annual parade is the world's biggest, 150,000 people participating, 2 million more watching along the Fifth Avenue parade route, bagpipes, Irish step dancers, police and fire officials, school bands, and more. Many Irish pubs in New York, including McSorley's Old Ale House, the oldest Irish pub in New York, home to two types of beer, light and dark house ale. Unfortunately, though, my favorite, Foley's, has folded.
Mm.
It was owned by Irish import Sean Clancy. It called itself an Irish pub with a baseball attitude.
Oh, anything with a baseball attitude's got your attention, that's for sure. Yeah, too bad it has indeed folded. Fort Myers in Florida, JetBlue Park, a great place to be St. Paddy's Day. Tell us all about it.
That's the winter home of the Boston Red Sox, but
mm-hmm.
today, Bob, they're the Boston Green Sox.
Ah.
And they kick off the 2022 delayed exhibition game schedule, hosting the Minnesota Twins. Green uniforms, green foul lines, green bases, maybe even green beer in the offing at this gorgeous field, which looks like a little Fenway Park. And the remainder of the team start tomorrow.
I'm going to make a bold assumption, say the field is green as well.
The field is definitely green,
okay.
And the outfield scoreboard, which looks just like green monster in Fenway Park.
How about that? I love that notion. They did a great job with that. And Chicago, listen, Chicago's a big hotbed for St. Paddy's Day activities as well, right?
And the Chicago River is dyed green.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Festivities always start on Saturday before the holiday, and they include a parade with bagpipes, Irish dancers, Clydesdale horses, rollicking street parties in and around Grant Park and Division Street. Can't miss Galway's Arms Pub, home of traditional Irish food and drinks with live Irish music.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go out west and talk San Francisco. They love to celebrate stuff out there, and St. Paddy's Day, no exception.
And you got to go to Lefty O'Doul's on Union Square. And, of course, Lefty O'Doul is a great ball player.
Yep.
Probably should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm.
San Francisco has a parade the weekend before the holiday with floats, Irish dance companies, bagpipes, other music. Old-fashioned fire trucks transformed into the Blarney Fire Department.
Mm.
And locals and visitors can join the St. Patrick's Day pub crawl with drink specials at bars in the Marina District and along Union Street. Can't-miss pub is called the Irish Bank. It's tucked into a narrow lane downtown, and it hosts an annual St. Patrick's Day block party. That is today.
You know, I think if there's if you're a big city and you're celebrating St. Paddy's Day or any other big holiday and you don't have a pub crawl, you're probably going to be arrested as a bar owner.
Pretty much. You're right.
Yeah, you have to participate in these pub crawls, man. They're big. Savannah, Georgia, as we go down south, they've got a lot going on. Since 1824, they've celebrated St. Paddy's Day.
Savannah is a city of squares. There are 24 of them, and people set up tables and chairs around the fountains in Forsyth Park flow green. The parade continues into the wee hours of Savannah's many Irish pubs, and you can't miss Kevin Barry's. Great place to go in Savannah. Savannah's a real good place. And by the way, we should point out that with all this beer drinking, different kinds of beer, people can celebrate a double holiday by eating Hamantaschen with the beer. Now, Hamantaschen is a triangular-shaped pastry that resembles the hat worn by Haman, who was the man who wanted to exterminate the Jews of Persia. And that is why we have the holiday of Purim, because he was defeated.
Wow. How about, boy, you did bring this all the way back, didn't you? Wow, very nice. You circled right back, my friend, like a home run out by Freeman. You came right back home. Very nice.
That's right. Well, I'm a big Hamantaschen fan. Anything like pastry or chocolate or anything like that, I love it.
I've come to know you over the past few years, and that definitely rings true. So if people want to know, obviously, about these particular locations, they can certainly Google, for instance, if they're interested about Chicago down the road and they want to try it next year or the year after, they can Google Chicago and St. Paddy's Day and get all the information that they would need probably for each of these locations, right?
Yeah, I would just Google St. Patrick's Day celebrations or American St. Patrick's Day celebrations and pick the one you want to go to. There are others besides these that we featured today, but it's a great time had by all.
Excellent. Well, listen, thanks for bringing all this to the fore. Always appreciated, Danny. And listen, happy St. Paddy's Day to you, my friend. Be safe, okay?
And welcome back, baseball.
Yeah, we're happy about that. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you next week.
You got it, buddy. Take care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on WLIS and WMRD.